This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The BBC says we shouldn't say certain things to burqa-wearing Muslims. They got some veiled women to read out hypothetical questions and then lecture the viewer about how ignorant and bigoted they are. I've got a few questions.
You can't be a feminist and be wearing a burqa.
If anybody was to say that to me, they would be like, oh, she's the biggest feminist you can find.
Okay, so why did one of the first ever Arab Muslim feminist groups, the Egyptian Feminist Union, encourage women to discard their burqas? The very act of Arab feminist leaders like Huda Sharawi discarding the burqa was one of the symbolic acts that led to Muslim women in Egypt winning the right to an education. Rejecting the burqa has been an integral part of actual feminism in the Middle East for nearly 100 years.
But feminism isn't about a woman's right to make her own choices. This is one of it.
Really? Did the 16-year-old girl in Canada who was strangled to death by her own brother for not wearing the veil get to make her own choice? Did the 4-year-old girl in India whose father smashed her brains out on the floor after her head covering slipped get to make her own choice? Why are children as young as 3 and 4 made to wear the burqa and the hijab at all? Did they get a choice? Do these women in Saudi Arabia look like they had a choice as they're literally herded around like farmyard animals? Did the woman in Saudi Arabia who wore a skirt get a choice? Oh no, that's right, she was hunted down by the police and arrested.
My mother was so practical.
Practical? Really? So practical.
My mother is so practical.
But you're oppressed and we want to help you.
Okay, so if Muslim women who wear the burqa aren't oppressed, why do Muslim women in Iran literally call on Westerners to help them fight oppression by violating the law on head coverings? If it's not a form of oppression, why does Azra Namani, head of the Muslim reform movement, assert that hijab purity culture covers, segregates, subordinates, silences, jails, and kills women and girls around the world? If it's not a form of oppression, why do gangs of men roam the streets in Iran throwing acid in the faces of women whose veils are deemed to be too loose? If it's not a form of oppression, why are Muslim gangs in London threatening to kill women who don't cover their heads?
I think some women are actually having to fight to be able to wear it.
Really? Is that why the first thing that women in Syria did after they were liberated from ISIS was to discard it? Who's fighting to wear it? Last time I checked, ISIS was stoning women to death for not wearing it. Sharia police patrol Muslim countries, forcing women to wear it.
Women exposing their hair is only one of the controversial crimes considered to be against local Sharia law.
And by the way, we don't undermine a woman who does not wear the face veil or the hijab at all.
Really? So are women in Europe who are being beaten by Sharia patrol gangs for not wearing it being undermined? What about women in Sweden who are being refused service in shops if they don't wear it? Are they being undermined?
Go back to your own country. When it's a problem, something happens. But when you want your curry, when you want your samosas, when you want the glitter, when you want to put bindis on your forehead to go to a wireless festival, it's all good.
No one who puts bindis on their heads, which, by the way, is a Hindu thing, so why are we even talking about it? No one who does that and then goes to music festivals is walking up to Muslims on the street and asking them, why don't you go back to your own country? Where did the BBC get these dumb questions from?
It's cultural. It's never been Islamic.
So it's cultural and not Islamic. Okay, so why do you wear it?
I am wearing it for God. It's an act of worship.
Right, so it's cultural, not Islamic. But you wear it for Allah, so it's Islamic.
What are you hiding there?
A bomb?
Yeah, why are you laughing about suicide bombings less than 3 months after a suicide bomber in the UK blew up a bunch of kids at a pop concert? I've also got a few questions for the BBC. Why are you using taxpayer money to normalise the oppression of women? Why are you trying to popularise something that's clearly abnormal for an open liberal society? Why are you also trying to normalise other backward Islamic practices, like people marrying their cousins? Something that's caused a huge spike in childhood deaths in the UK of Muslim children. Why are you continually shoving regressive belief systems down our throats in the name of progressivism and diversity. Women being smothered in black cloths to obey the whims of a brutal, archaic, 7th century patriarchy isn't progressive.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Mueller has impaneled in the District of Columbia, the district run by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, where she threatens the police chief to cover up all the IT fraud from India and the people trying to flee justice. Yes, that same District of Columbia, completely run by the swamp. The District of Columbia swamp rat team. If the grand jury had a baseball team, its mascot would be a crocodile, an alligator, a Bigfoot, a large, obese swamp rat led by people like H.R. McMaster. But now Mueller probing collusion, obstruction, financial crimes. We knew this was coming because there was never any Russia collusion. But now the entire Trump family, the entire Trump entourage, the entire Trump company, and the entire Trump campaign. Can we find a bounce check? Can we find somebody we think might have said something wrong to an FBI dragnet? We always told you it wouldn't be Russia because there was nothing there except Trump Jr. trying to find corruption on Hillary, which is like trying to find a blade of grass in the middle of a giant prairie. It's everywhere. It's like trying to find water at the seaside. Mueller probing collusion, obstruction, financial crimes. That's right. But you know what, swamp creatures? You can run, but you can't hide, because you get more and more governors, more and more state house members, more and more members of Congress switching to Republican. And they're not switching to Rhino. They're not switching to neocon, as the neocons hold on for dear life along with the Democrats. No, they're switching to libertarian Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Donald Trump style. And you are so scared. And the big cherry on top, we learn from the Daily Caller and Breitbart News as well, H.R. McMaster fired National Security Council official for pinning memo on globalist. They go back and they data mine it, and they find out, oh, you wrote an article how globalism's allied with Islam. It's publicly allied. So is the Vatican. And then, oh, we can't have you here. You're fired. And that ties in with this new article from Jack Posobiec, who will be joining us later. White House to staffers, if you like InfoWars or Milo, you're fired. That's the new litmus test, that if you share any InfoWars articles, you're fired. And I guess if you write memos and write articles for Breitbart, you're fired too. McMaster is definitely a bootlicker of the globalist. Trump, after Flynn left, tried to get five other people to sign on, and they wouldn't. And he finally got McMaster. And Trump's one blind spot is he really respects generals, because he respects veterans, which is great. But they can be political, too. Look at Benedict Arnold. So McMaster is in there with the trifecta, Mattis, and, of course, the other usual suspect, Kelly. And they are supposedly protecting the president by protecting him from the American people and himself, and what we put him in office for, and what's sweeping the nation. But here's the good news. This desperate fight for their lives politically is just that, a fight for their lives. Because people now know the UN was set up by the Rockefellers. They now know about world government. They now understand the stakes. And they now understand that they are wanting to kill free market and absolutely enslave us. That they see themselves as elites over us and our families and the whole deep state panopticon high-tech AI spy group. And they know that their time is running short, because what they've established is totally unelected, totally authoritarian, and deeply allied with orthodox, radical, Wahhabist Islam. And Trump has rolled back their Arab Spring. Trump has rolled back their Christian-killing failed state extravaganza, their jihad, with his own Americana culture, but also military crusade, not to take the Middle East, but to simply roll back the Islamicist turn loose on the non-radical Muslim and Christian areas of that area of the world. And meanwhile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz says she doesn't regret standing by her arrested IT staffer and trying to cover up whatever's on those laptops. So no wonder they're so desperate in the district of criminals, in the district of the swamp things, deep in the swamp. Mueller, desperate, is there snooping about for the perfect Democratic Party grand jury that could indict a ham sandwich, and are now preparing to come out with all their fake charges. All their fake charges. All their fake hoaxes to then prepare the Congress for the impeachment and to say to the House, look, this grand jury found this, and because the president is above the law except for Congress moving with impeachment, we demand you move forward after we found some campaign impropriety or some finance information or something they can twist to sell the public so that a fraud happened, as if we don't remember the entire gigantor witch hunt was supposedly the entire time about Russia. But as that evaporates, as that hoax trails away, now it moves to collusion, obstruction, financial crimes. But just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Hillary and all of her corruption, all of her Russia and China dealings and missile secrets and North Korean reactors and stealing the money from the Haitian children, on and on and on. Remember all the crimes, the illegal servers, the dead staffers, the fixing the debates, the fixing the polls, all of it, the legions of crimes. But now, Mueller, the man of wholesomeness, the good person that stood by and covered it all up, he's trying to crucify this president because this president's a patriot and is standing against Orthodox Islam.
Are there moderate rebels in Syria? Sure. Maybe there are unicorns in Detroit, too.
Listen to this video, Senator McCain, of a Syrian fighter jet being shot out of the sky. Listen to what they say afterwards. I have a problem helping those people out if they're screaming that after a hit.
Would you have a problem with American and Christian saying, thank God, thank God? That's what they're saying. Come on. Of course they are Muslims, but they are moderates. And I guarantee you that they are moderates. I know them and I've been with them.
Every place that I went, every person that I spoke to, I asked this question to them. And without hesitation, they said, there are no moderate rebels. Who are these moderate rebels that people keep speaking of? Regardless of the name of these groups, the strongest fighting force on the ground in Syria is al-Nusra, or al-Qaeda and ISIS. That is a fact.
When Senator Carter was here before this committee in July, he testified that there were only about 60 Syrian fighters that had been trained in our train and equip program and reinserted. We've heard reports about the attacks on those individuals when they were reinserted back into Syria. Can you tell us what the total number of trained fighters remains?
It's a small number, and the ones that are in the fight is we're talking four or five.
Now, in a move that should be celebrated rather than demonized, President Trump has pulled the plug on the support for these mythical moderates. The red flag was raised due to, as the Weekly Standard reports, earlier this year, President Donald Trump was shown a disturbing video of Syrian rebels beheading a child near the city of Aleppo. It had caused a minor stir in the press as the fighters belonged to the Nur al-Din al-Zenki movement, a group that had been supported by the CIA as part of its rebel aid program. It is a scene reminiscent of the Islamic State snuff videos, except this wasn't the work of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's men. The murderers were supposed to be the good guys, our allies. It is now well known that Obama's State Department spent vast sums of taxpayer dollars to pull the wool over the American public's eyes on the moderate rebel myth. Obama's State Department even went as far as embarrassing itself with this Center for Strategic Counterterrorism Communications propaganda piece.
Radio listeners, showing images of unbelievable atrocities committed by McCain's, Obama and Hillary's forces, suicide bombings, killings of Catholic priests, nuns, enslaving little children.
Congress wants to give Trump's State Department $80 million to counter ISIS and Russian propaganda. But Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has refused the propaganda funds that would embolden the enemy and endanger diplomacy with the Russians. Aside from the globalists' failing propaganda attack through their Mockingbird media appendages, the federal government's flailing propaganda wing, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, and its elitist taxpayer siphoning child, Voice of America, continues to get its rear end handed to it by its nemesis, Russia Today. If ever there was a federal program ready for the axe, the VOA fits the bill. As left-wing publication Mother Jones reported in one odd episode, Voice of America senior management in October 2014 reported...
Coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you
get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasms in the classroom.
The full John Bound report breaking down Trump seeing the beheading video and it moving him to want to oppose ISIS and Al-Qaeda even more. It's a very important piece. Every once in a while we have a computer hiccup. About 30 seconds to break that happen, but the full report is up on InfoWars.com. And McMaster and all these other people like Kelly are actually in the news going along with the media's narrative that the president is a bumbling booby, a bumbling buffoon, who is emotional and makes quick decisions, and that, you know, made up because he read it in Breitbart that the NSA is spying on the president. Well, the New York Times had bragged that that was the case. That's admitted. And folks that have talked to the president tell me that he didn't know that Arpaio had been found guilty by a judge, no jury, of contempt and was facing 6 months in jail. That he didn't know they're trying to prosecute Julian Assange. That is one of his biggest supporters and who he's praised. Because Trump now more than ever is not getting the hundreds of letters a day. He's not getting the phone calls from his friends and family and neighbors and calling who he wants to on a cell phone to ask questions. He is now isolated by McMaster's, by Kelly, and by Mattis. And we know that McMaster's bad news. I don't know about Mattis. I don't know about Kelly. The jury's still out. But this is a serious, serious situation because he doesn't know how he's being set up. But every time he ends up finding out what's happening, he's able to defeat it. So now more than ever, out in the street and on Twitter and through talk radio, we've all got to communicate to President Trump. Because the enemy, the globalists, are fighting as hard as they can to keep the American people from getting through to him. And they're trying to demoralize the president. And they're trying to basically break his will and break our will. Coming up the next segment, I'm going to show you the new Newsweek cover, where they show Trump as the lazy president that's got nothing done. A total inversion of reality. The same Newsweek that told you Hillary Clinton won the election. So we're going to be going over that. We're going to go over this new so-called grand jury. We're going to go over Cernovich being correct months ago when he talked about the purge that was coming and how it was all run by McMaster. That's now all been confirmed. Cernovich is on target. It's all coming up. But first, Jim Mars died a few days ago at age 74, and hours after we learned he died, I put out a short eulogy, and I am intending to air some large excerpts next week from interviews we did with Mr. Mars, some of his more important work, because he was a good friend of mine and a fellow Texan, but I thought right now I would go ahead and air that little piece I put together Wednesday evening when I learned the news, and then we're going to come back and get into all the news, but here's that Jim Mars piece.
I got some bad news today from my good friend, George Norrie. It was that Jim Mars had suddenly died today. And I did a little bit of checking and found out that indeed that is the case. Jim died at 74 years of age, was born back in 1943, a classic Texan. He'd been a reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram even before he finished college. He knew Jack Ruby, went to the same club as he did. He taught the first college course on the JFK assassination. He wrote countless New York Times best-selling books. A true investigative journalist, but also a fun guy to get a big old plate of Mexican food with and drink some beer. So I'm really, really sad that he's gone, but his work and his family and his great wife, Carol, will continue on, and hopefully I can get her to come on the broadcast in the next few weeks, and I remember the great work of Jim Mars. But Jim Mars, at 74 years of age, has made the jump into hyperspace and is now at another level. But as I said, his work continues on. There are so many videos, so many articles, so many films, so many books, so many interviews I've done with him, and documentaries I made with him, that the few clips we're about to play just won't do it justice. So don't worry. Throughout the week and next week, we'll be airing excerpts of Jim Mars' interviews on my syndicated broadcast. George Norrie was able to interview him just last night. So we never know how long our friends and loved ones are going to be with us, but it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. And I certainly love the good cheer, humor, and wit of Jim Mars. So from myself and all your fans, Jim, happy trails, my friend. Vaya con Dios.
All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side. We'll also look at how they're trying to kill the Trump recovery and admitting they are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Jones. He was a nice guy, actually. You like him? Oh, that's good. Alex Jones, nice guy.
I know now from top people that you actually are for real, and you understand you're in danger, and you understand what you're doing is epic.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff. It's drugs. Swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the raft. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big satchels.
And actually, the camera crew or the reporters were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed because they're showing this on camera. The guys carrying bags of stuff. It was rough.
Thank you. Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. That you will be attacked for coming on. We know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Is with me. Jason Carroll joins me now from New York, from Elkhorn, Wisconsin. our moral obligation to protect our planet.
I think one of the kind of the things that we really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Bill Clinton is a rapist.
They have on a shirt with really a bit of an offensive, I guess you could say an offensive image, serving to the police officers.
The most important job of any society, raising children, and succeeding in war.
Know about this like big presidential campaign that Bill Clinton is a rapist, Infowars.com.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
That we need
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women.
Here's the talking point that they've got on CNN, MSNBC, all the comedy shows, all the newspapers, and Fox News. I was just watching Fox News 2 minutes ago during the break, and they had this panel of women on there, and they were all saying, well, he's underwater now with his base. He's losing his base. It's a good thing he's out there speaking at town halls and things, because Trump's really unpopular. You know, he's the most unpopular president ever. They might as well say his approval rating zero. Just like they did during the campaign. They said that Hillary was 15 to 20 points ahead. And Hillary was supposedly ahead of Bernie Sanders. And so she lost all those primaries and they just gave his delegates to her. The super delegates. And the Republicans said, we're going to give the delegates to other Republicans. We're going to give them to Ted Cruz. And the Republican base said, no, you're not. And so you went to their campaign events and you went to the town halls. And you told them you better stop it. Soros is trying to fund AstroTurf, fake grassroots all over the country to go out and stir up trouble, spew racist garbage, get in non-neocon, non-rhino Republicans' faces. And that's what they're doing. They are running around the country, getting in patriots' faces, trying to intimidate us, and they're totally synthetic. They're totally false grassroots, and we know that. And all over the world, countries are recognizing that George Soros is trying to overthrow their nations. It's just a fact. And these criminals have gotten away with so much for so long that they believe that they are invincible. They want to bring the entire Western world down so they can bring in their replacement, which is total tyranny. Much was made yesterday in the fun 2 hours I had with Milo Yiannopoulos in studio. He'd never seen the actual Madam President Newsweek that I finally got in the mail a few weeks ago that I've been making a big deal out of, because it is. It has how she won, where she won, why she won, how horrible Trump was, how she was going to govern. Here's photos of her on election night winning. They're fake photos. I mean, the whole thing is just an example, a roadmap to total deception and their disdain for you. So just remember that. They know there's a political realignment in this country, and they're selling the hoax that Trump has lost his base, just like they did during the campaign. Just like they did once he was president-elect. Just like they tried to stop the electors from being seated. Telling you that there's an indictment coming. And there's a grand jury coming. That there's an impeachment coming. And that Trump's going to be removed suddenly from office. There's going to be a coup in the next month or two. They're trying to get you ready. And they're trying to get your support for him dented ahead of them busting a cap in his butt. Or drugging him. Or saying he had a stroke. or detonating a car bomb outside the White House. Let me tell you something. When they make their move on Trump, they're going to make it on everybody. Look at Steve Watson's article up on Infowars.com. Newsweek cover depicts Trump as lazy boy. Quote, imagine how bad he'd feel if he did any work. And it goes on to say he's demoralized, he's depressed, so that you then, by extension, feel depressed. They're trying to tell you your leader is on the edge of collapse. Your icon, your figurehead is about to give up, and he's a lazy slob that never did anything in his life. And so, lay down, G.I. You're never going to see your sweetheart again. This is Tokyo Rose broadcasting from Tokyo, letting all the U.S. sailors and all the Marines and all the soldiers at sea to know you're never going to come home and see your sweetheart. Japan has won World War II. America failed, according to Newsweek, according to Baghdad Bob. Remember what happened last week? They had the article that got all the big praise in National Review, the Rhino, Neocon, Never Trump, failure losers with tiny subscription-based, dwindling, absolute nobodies, legends in their own minds, the mice that roar, the mice that thought they could scare away the elephants. And what does it say there? He hasn't gotten one piece of legislation through. He's lazy. He's failed at everything in his life. He's actually succeeded almost everywhere and is a dark horse candidate that came back to drive a stake through the heart of globalism against all the odds and the deep state and Hollywood and MSM and the EU and the Saudis and the communist Chinese and all these foreign governments. But they're telling you, you didn't win the election. The Russians did. They're trying to demoralize you. And then they have one thing that's true on that cover of Time. No major legislation because the Republicans and Democrats are blocking him from the tax cuts for the middle class and poor, blocking him from getting Apple that has itself close to $300 billion in unpaid taxes, forcing them to bring it back, trillions, $4 trillion offshore conservatively, $4 trillion back into the stock market, $400-plus billion in new jobs, 1 million new jobs in just the last 6 months, most of them factory jobs, high-paying jobs, on and on and on, 69% reduction in illegals coming in. But meanwhile, senators unveil two bipartisan bills to stop Trump from firing Mueller. You see? Bipartisan, the neocons, the Republican establishment that gave you Obamacare, they want that there. They want the big insurance companies to be able to control the market and charge you whatever they want and make the biggest profits ever. And they've got the drooling idiot Democrats going along with it, and they don't want Trump taking that off your back. And so they got Mueller, the incredibly corrupt, evil former FBI director that took Muslims off the radical list and did all this other garbage and covered up for the Clintons. They're getting ready to keep him in there as the new fourth branch of government that you never elected, but is their champion because they're pissed off because they tried to steal the election. They had the fake polls. They did it all. They stole the nomination. They worked so hard to give you Madam President, that incredibly corrupt lady, totally blackmailed by all these different sides, the whore of Babylon, the Jezebel. They wanted in there to help finish America off, and boy, they didn't get what they wanted. So now they're fighting as hard as they can. Let's look at DrudgeReport.com, because Drudge says it all. Look right there up on your screen. July jobs, 209,000, accelerating. 1 million in the first 6 months of his administration. Record 153,513,000 employed. Major strength showing in the economy. Great again. Trade deficit drops. National deficit begins to drop for the first time in projections. and what happens right next to it. Greenspan is about to burst. Greenspan says our economy is about to implode. They think, who can we bring out of retirement to attack Trump? Bring out Ted Koppel. Who can we bring out of retirement? He's beating everybody else. Bring in Tom Brokaw. Who else can we bring out from the private New York Federal Reserve that hijacked the country in 1913, gave us the income tax, gave us everything? Roll out old Greenspan that got rid of all the laws in the 90s so they could rip us off and run all these scams and get rid of Glass-Steagall. Bring him out. We got the video coming up. And say it's about to burst. The economy is about to burst as the Federal Reserve continues to raise interest rates and throw wet blankets on things and try to keep Obamacare in place to sabotage the economy. They're doing everything they can. Greenspan, bond bubble about to break because of abnormally low interest rates. Oh, yes. So, again, they're doing everything they can to block this recovery. All these forces arrayed against the American people and Trump, who they're saying is insane because he's belligerent, he's stubborn, he's dogged, he is mule-like in the fact that he knows we don't deserve to have one-sided trade deals that rip us off. He knows it's not fair to have our coal turned off and everybody else can use it and it's clean. He knows it's not fair to let illegal aliens get deported 20 times and murder and kill people and not get in trouble. He knows it's wrong to have the VA purposely screwing over our veterans. He knows it's wrong to have the TPP, a secret group, running our major laws and controlling our country. He knows all that. And so he stands against the political correctness. And they howl and they scream and they pule and they do everything else they can in the face of 6 months and 2 weeks of blitzkrieg level results. Killing the carbon tax, killing Al Gore scams, killing the Enron scam. Do I need to keep listing all the things here? It goes defeating ISIS, defeating Al Qaeda, when our government had been openly backing them and turning them loose. And our military and good people inside the agencies and good people inside government have stood against the globalist onslaught. The Supreme Court, 9-0, clearly read the Constitution. The law that the president could stop people from these unvetted countries. And 9-0 said the other courts were wrong. He got a good Supreme Court justice in. And now he could get a better Fed head in that actually tries to empower the country. He could actually take the Federal Reserve over. He's inches away from that. He could actually get it all done. More good, balancing Supreme Court justices. And the enemy knows they're a coastal party. The enemy knows their own constituents are turning against them. And they're running out of time. And they've got everything bet on the district of criminals, the center of the swamp. And out of the swamp comes a hand-picked secret grand jury saying, we're looking at finances. We're looking at banking. We're not looking at Russia. We're looking at not telling the FBI the truth. Is Mueller the president or is Trump? Did Russia get him elected or did you? Speaking of Russia, we have one of Putin's top advisors, Alexander Dugin, joining us. Probably pronouncing that wrong, I always do. And then we have Leanne McAdoo popping in, Jack Posobiec, Mike Cernovich, and more today. Powerful Friday transmission. Before I go any further, it's clear they're announcing Trevor Noah is going to attack us this week. It was the other guy Sunday, John Oliver. That's their real news shows, their real fake news shows. Their real attack is from those. The order goes out. It happens. They're Megyn Kelly failed. They even admit that in the shows. They go, well, Megyn Kelly failed, but we're not. And they just make up a bunch of stuff or twist it. They hope we fail. They're announcing a new show to air weekly or weeknights, five nights a week. Based on my character that they create that will then misrepresent who I am and what I say to their weak-minded viewers that say it's comedy but then believe whatever they're putting out. It is an act of resistance to financially support us, plus we've got amazing products you really need. John Oliver makes a joke and says you shouldn't filter your water. I guarantee you he does. We have the best units at the best prices. I guarantee you they filter their air, but they don't want you to. I guarantee you they're into high-quality supplements like anybody with Happy Brain is, but they're telling you you shouldn't. Well, we're announcing the new 1776 specials that are running through the month of August, but some of these items are going to sell out, so the specials will change week to week. We have Brain Force at the biggest discount ever, 1776, 55% off our best-selling nootropic brain booster. Survival Shield X2, the incredibly high-quality, pure nascent iodine, the good halogen, the missing link, 1776, 55% off, incredible. Secret 12, high-quality, organic vitamin B12 taken under the tongue, totally pure, no additives, 1776, 55% off. Oil of oregano, 1776. Biotrue selenium, 1776. We're introducing Super Blue mouthwash with colloidal silver. Made by one of the biggest manufacturers in the country, designed by my dad, a retiring dentist. 1776, that's 11% off. We have the John Oliver Challenge on the bone broth in strawberry and chocolate flavor. The bone broth caveman, 30% off.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
America won the election.
There were no Russians in our campaign. There never were. We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you. That I can tell you. We won because we totally outworked the other side. We won because millions of patriotic Americans voted to take back their country. Have you seen any Russians in West Virginia or Ohio or Pennsylvania? Are there any Russians here tonight? Any Russians? They can't beat us at the voting booths. So they're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us. And most importantly, demeaning to our country and demeaning to our Constitution. Just hope the final determination is a truly honest one, which is what the millions of people who gave us our big win in November deserve, and what all Americans who want a better future want and deserve. Democrat lawmakers will have to decide. They can continue their obsession with the Russian hoax, or they can serve the interests of the American people. Try winning at the voter booth. Try winning at the voter booth. Not going to be easy, but that's the way you're supposed to do it.
You know, I've begged Trump to do fireside chats at least twice a week. But really, these are fireside chats with studio audiences. He must do a weekly rally like he's doing, and he must bring people in and give speeches in the White House every day to take control of the narrative. And all of us must understand this is the big battle for America's future. This is it, against total criminals, against foreign multinationals that thought they had this country, that want to break our back financially. And we've got to continue to understand that we are having a total political realignment, winning the state houses, winning the governorships, record Democrats converting to Republicans. They've lost every special election. There's been more than 100 of them. There's been 4 congressional special elections. All of them have been won by Trumpites. The Pauls are joining with Trump now because they know he's for real. That's right. The Pauls, Rand Paul and others, are joining with Trump. We have to give our full support to Trump. I'm getting chills right now. This is so epic. And again, I'm going to come back. I'm going to play this. Governor Jim Justice switches parties from Dem to Republican from West Virginia. So it's about time I came to my senses. Yeah, if you're not all in now, folks, you know how much the globalists hate you, how much George Soros hates you? I mean, this is crazy. This is like serial killer child molesters want full control. And it turns out that's what they are. They're allied with radical Islam. They got TV shows on the BBC saying kids need to be taught how to wear hijabs and full burqas now, and that women should wear burqas, and it's cool. I mean, this is what they're force-feeding in public school. That's coming up. We have so much more. Please tell everybody about the broadcast. More importantly, explain to everybody these polls are fake. Trump is not losing his base.
To GCN.
Just like the election, the polls are fake.
Visit GCNLive.com today.